Begin the current daven. Sechtes yuma dav zayin. Begin amen alf. Begin the tes masta. Begin with the gemara. Parim. What do we mean when we say parim? I mean par davay dezar. I mean the bull when the tzibur has to bring a carbon for davay dezar. Pirish. What they mean to say is the oilahu, which does such a carbon is a totally burnt sacrifice. V'toin minchas nesachim requires the pouring of the flour libations. Where that's the chiddush that we're saying. The avagav the tzibur. Although yeah, it's a carbon tzibur madrina. Still, we try to do it in the state of tara because it doesn't have a set time. So even though you hold generally Toma Hotrei B'tzibur, here we're not going to do it in the state of Toma. It does not have the quality of a carbon tzibur. As Tais explains, I v'adama this, that we say, that Oymalai, we tell him, if you can't find any other ones, have a bekech, b'shtaik, be smart and be silent, or maybe Oysa B'tumah bring a state of Toma. So it says, Lamashim the Toma the Chui B'tzibur, it's not because of, okay, because we set aside Toma when it comes to a carbon for the tzibur. Because here, forget about, you don't have Toma Hutra, you don't even have Toma the Chui B'tzibur. And Tais proves, because it says, the Holy Dachi Shabbos, because this carbon does not override Shabbos. And the reason for that is simply because, like we're saying, like if he lays man, doesn't have a set time. And the tuman namer ledochin, therefore tuman also does not set aside. Kedama lekam perikat zil, like the gemara says, later enough, none of them at all. Koshin zman the kibur, but doesn't have a set time. In a decha does not override laisa shabbos, laisa tuma. Apishu carbon zibur, although it's a carbon zibur. And if so, vahod mevi betuma. So then, wait a second. So how do you bring in a state of tuma if there's no other one? Hain mishum de tzuy it sits. That's a different functionality. That's the tzitz is meratz. And therefore, it's a taste of a dafka tumas carbon, the meratz tzitz. Specifically, only for the carbon, like we're saying, the oimer became tum in his hand, the parim, the par became tum in his hands, that's where the meratz tzitz, the tzitz meratz. Of a tumas aguf de kam, if the kahanim would be tume, you're right, we wouldn't override at all to bring this par davay dezara, because the legam, chashav carbon yachid, for all practical purposes, we consider this as an individual carbon, which is not decha if the body of the kahanim is tume. Because it doesn't have a set time, so it does not have the quality of a carbon tzibur. This that we're saying that it will bring in the state of tuma is because we're relying on the ritza for the tzitz. The next text, the master begins with the gemara, kibin the yachidu, since Aaron is an individual, so madrina, so although on some level we consider like a carbon tzibur, but it's still an individual bringing, so we try to bring in the state of tara. So it says, Ach will be here, vadi most definitely the carbon of Aaron in Yom Kippurim, chashav carbon tzibur. It is considered carbon tzibur, in contrast to the previous texts. As we find, Litzchus Shabbos, Litzchus Atumah, it will override Shabbos and override the laws of Tumah, and that will be actually, therefore, Afal Tumah the Gavri, even if the person, the Kohen himself, is Tumah. Now, Miu, however, even according to the one that we're asking on the whole generally Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, but here he agrees that no Hotra B'tumah here, Tumah was not just carte blanche permitted. El Tuchuihi, rather, it's going to be set aside, keeping the Yachikam Maisle, since an individual is bringing it, so although it's carbon tzibur, but it's one step lower because it is ultimately Aaron who's bringing it himself. Now, but that says for Timothy, it's a wonder to me. Because Vahukulu, but all the halachis of the Karbonis Tzibah that we have this discussion that it overrides Tumah, Mikroi Nafki, this will end up from Sukkim, Perkei Tzitzel, the Gemara Pesachim, the Vayin Zaman Alf. It says in the Pasuk, Yidav Moshe's Me'ad Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about the Yom Tev Hashem, which Me'ad Hashem says it in one category. A custom cover, Me'ad Hashem, the Pasuk is making one's designated time for them all, meaning they're all from the same terminology of Mayid, which has a set time, which therefore you could bring it even in the state of Tumah, even on Shabbos. So the question is, the Maishna, what's the difference, the Yeshman, Shehutra, and Tumah, where you're saying some of them, oh, we say Hutra. The Yeshman, the Chuyin, some of them are saying, according to Mandama Hutra, that no, we only set it aside. It's not totally permitted, like the Isle of Aaron. Why? It's also included in Moyadoi, because it has a set time. As Taisa, the Yeshman, what you could say is, you're right. According to the one that says the tumah is totally permitted, but kulahutra tumah medayres. You're right. Biblically, even this one of Aaron is totally permitted to bring it in the state of tumah. But rabbinically, the guys are the one that's being brought by an individual. The lahadra turn that should go after those that are tar, like we're bringing over here with the al shel Aaron. Whereas lamanda metumah tachi, according to the one that says that we always override and we don't totally permit tumah, so really he holds the bekula dechuyi midrash, that no, biblically all of them are only dechuyi and therefore they all have the same quality. For the one of hutra, there we have to show that oh, it's only going to be rabbinic differentiation. The next taste of master begins with the gemara dam shenitma v'zorka b'mezer. We're going to blood that became tummy, and they sprayed it deliberately, even though it's tummy, which you're not supposed to. So if it was done deliberately lehurtza, then it's not going to be accepted. Taisa Timely, it's a wonder to me. My parach, what's the Gemara asking from over here, according to the one who holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that, wait a second, if Hutra, so why is it not accepted? Who cares the blood became Tumah, it should be Hutra. What do you mean, Hutra the Kamer? This that the Bryce is saying that it's not Hutra, Hainu lahata basar achidle, that's regarding permitting the meat to be eaten. And regarding the eating, everyone agrees that lachila mean hati b'tzibur. No one ever says that you could eat it. Everyone agrees only regarding doing that avodah. So what's the question? But more, but as tais lachari mashma, similarly it sounds like from the Gemara, the Le Parach, the Gemara's question was el mandam hati b'tzibur, only according to the one that holds hucha. Vamai, why? Afil mandam dechuya, even according to the one who says we only just set it aside lifrich, you could ask the same question. Kamay lamandam hati, just like the one that holds that it's permitted. Because ad the ad can pligi, where is their whole dispute ela dura tahirin koyin makrevas a carbon. The whole machlik is regarding do we try to do it in the state of tahara before you bring the carbon. Kvar carbon, but if you already sacrifice the carbon, bahole pligi, no one disagrees over there at all. And if you're considering it that it should be hurt according to the one who holds hutra, then the same thing should be even command them dechuya. So this loy hurts question should be difficult even man dama dechuya. Success, what you can say is the parak shaper lamanda mehati. No, it's a good question. Specifically, according to the one that holds the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Why? The nehila chila les lehati. You're right. Although in general we don't say the halacha of hutra regarding to the permissibility of eating it, but hanami, when do we say that heichad the itami shirayim? That's with the leftovers, the pasuk, the one that you want to eat. That those, the things themselves became tummy. Oh, that's where we're not going to say the halacha of hutra. But aval hacha the basal tummy. But here, where the meat did not become tummy, it's only the blood that became tummy. Havale the mishra afil bechila. That's the Gemara's question. The korban mahutra, it should have been permitted even to eat. Why? Keep it mekal kula high, because this mandam is so lenient. This le tumah de gavri holds the tumah of the person of the kain with the oil and that which is brought on the mizbeach. Hetri, he holds, not only do you set aside, if you hold to Mahutra, he but Sibra, we don't give the kain's tummy, we don't give the carbon's tummy. So you're so lenient, so then even the meat should be eaten again when it's that itself did not become tummy, but rather the blood. According to the one that says the tumah, we only set it aside. Oh, nicha, that madam makes sense. That's why we didn't ask on him. Because since he's so stringent regarding the tumah of that which is brought on the mizbeach and the person before it sacrificed, that he holds, no, you can't just do it. You have to still try to do it in the state of tahara. So svaru, it's logical. That he should be stringent regarding the meat. Even though it's tough. After a krabin, but the question was specifically according to madam, tumah hutra hi betzibur regarding, yes, even regarding the consumption. The next test matter begins with the Gemara Shenitma, that if it became tummy, it's not a problem whether it's deliberately or by mistake. So the Taisa asked the obvious question. Hadalal come right before we just said in the Gemara, b'mezel ahorza. If the blood that became tummy, you sprayed it deliberately, it's not accepted. Here, right here, the next one we quote says it's going to be accepted even if he did it deliberately. So Taisa says, b'perka kumitz rabba makshlashas. The Gemara Menachas of Chafayim Abbas asked this question. Those who answer that depends for what? To Masa regarding it becoming Tame, oh, that's B'Shoig again. That's only okay if it was by mistake, but deliberately you made a Tame, it's not going to work. Whereas Rikasa regarding the actual spraying of the blood, doing that Vaida, oh, that's B'Shoig again, that's going to work whether you did it by mistake or even deliberately. And Vikal Mandam Epcha, those who say the exact opposite. That for the Zrika, it's going to be only B'Shoig, and regarding the Tumah, it's going to be even B'Mezid. Now, says attainment, but there's the following wonder. Perki Sharaba Maksha, the Gemara Yevamos Tav Tzadik Melach asks, Mahid Didam Shenitma, from this halacha of the blood that became tummy, the Zarka b'mezid and you sprayed it on the Mizbech deliberately, that Loi Hurtza, that it's not acceptable. That question is Laman da Amar, that halacha is difficult, and the one who says, Ein Bezn Masna Lekha Devim Natar, the courts cannot uproot a biblical law. What do you mean, Vach, over here this halacha, the Minerai Sartzu Yimiratze, biblically, it is acceptable. On what is the tzitzmeratze al adam b'chulu? Shenit by any type of blood that became tummy b'mishagi b'mimezid, that it is acceptable. V'mer rabban dulei meratze, and the rabban are saying that, oh, it's not acceptable. I thought the rabban cannot be ukedev in the Torah. Says Tyson, my parach, what is the Gemara asking over there? Hashanin, a parach comes rabba. What do you mean? The Gemara explained that we just quoted before a moment ago in Menachas of Chaveim Abayz, that hanach trei brises, these two brises, they're not talking about the same thing and that the rabbis changed it from b'mezid hurtza to b'mezid loy hurtza. Chad b'tumah, one's talking about tumah, v'chad b'zrika, one's talking about zrika. Again, two opposite interpretations, but v'mkein nekelamim, so what do you mean? You could say very simply, that he did damshin nitma regarding the blood that became tummy. This time we said b'mezid loy hurtza, that if you do it deliberately, it's not acceptable. At the midrash and amikoma, what do you mean? That's also biblical, that it's not acceptable. And it's not the rabbi that did this. So says Taisus, yeah, b'yeshlam, but what you could say is that no. The ena svara lechalik b'derayis b'chagel mezid. No, the Gemara there knew that it was rabbinic, because it's not logical biblically to differentiate between if it was done by mistake or deliberately. Leibes zrika v'leibes tuma, not by the spraying of the blood and not when it became tummy. Because the vadim and the raisim meratze b'chalim, because most definitely biblically, the tzitzim can meratze whatever the situation is. Must be the differentiation of a differentiation between it was done by mezer or b'shagig. That must be rabbinic. Lamar kadisli. Each one according to how they interpret it, as we explained in the beginning of the Taisis. Lamar b'tumah, according to one that says that it depends if shagig mezer regarding when it became tamei. Why over there? The v'shenir lo yesh lahachma benitma b'mezer, because he prefers that the stringency of doing it deliberately would be specifically regarding it the blood becoming tamei in the first place. Why? For two reasons. One, mishum deschalta debsulihi, because that's the beginning of invalidation, meaning it became tamei from its inception, from the beginning. V'oid b'lein deskamal as the mitzah. At that time when it became tamei the blood, you weren't involved in doing a mitzah. Of bezrika b'tumah l'kentzur, but regarding doing the zrika in the state of tumah, that they didn't penalize him. Given the law of tchilas b'sul, it's not the beginning of its invalidation. But b'mitzah kasek is also busy doing a mitzah. Okay, so even though he did it deliberately, that will work. Whereas Lamar, according to the other mandama, the holds that no, that the problem of memezit is during the zrika sadam, that's because mistabali l'hachma yosef bezrika, he holds is more logical, from this rabbinic law, to be stringent more by the spraying of the blood. Mishum the devil magunah b'yesu, okay, that's very disgraceful, l'hachma l'gvay devashen etara, to sacrifice to Hashem something that's not tar, and you're doing it deliberately? Oh, that's where we penalize you, again, by the zrika, and not by the tumah. But then Tez Avim Tev begins to say, Tez have to take a second look. He says, Imkin, if that's the case, then you tell me biblically there's no chil between shagig and mezid. The whole difference is only rabbinically, and that's why the Gemara in Yevamos is asking the question. So if that's the case, so then, Beperka Klemetz Rabba, the Gemara that asks a contradiction between the brises, and said there's a difference between the tum and the zrika, again, each according to his interpretation, what do you mean? Lashana, the Gemara should have answered, that he damat zitzmeratza, the brise that says that the zitzmeratza, whether if it's by mistake or deliberately, that's Aramidaraisa, that's regarding biblical law. But he did am shenitma, and the Brisa that says, oh, if blood became tamei, that it's only going to work b'shagig, Aramidarabonin, that's what regarding rabbinic law. And then you don't have to differentiate between the tum and the zrika. There's something you could say is, no. Emisa de Rabbonin, in chilik ben tumasa lezrikasa, if you would say that rabbinically there's no difference between the tum and the zrika, where again, shagig works, b'mezit doesn't work, then the idi v'idi have amrinon, the lahurta b'mezit, that you want to tell me that each one, the tum and the zrika, would not be acceptable if it was done deliberately, then the imkan, if that's the case, ahuda mat tzitz meratze, then when it tells us in the braisa that, oh, so what is it, tzitz gonna piece for being mishayi being mazed, whether it's by mistake or deliberately, that you're gonna tell me in the raisa dafkari that that braisa tumah specifically run in biblical law, then lo yavale le misnei stama hachad, and the braisa unspecified should not have said it in that wording, oh, that it's gonna work even b'mezid, keeping them as much, and this is the braisa, because at the time that braisa was taught, which is after the rabbana were already masakin, that deliberately it's not going to be a meratza, lo yavale meratza b'mezid, it should not have said that it's going to work and be acceptable even deliberately. And Kim Peres Shrib, Perek Yishrab, this is how the Re explains the Yivamat of Tzadi Yimanav, Dir Maschel, Baha, because rabbinically doesn't, so why saying biblical law when you should be telling us rabbinic law? Two next testimonies that begins with the Gemara, Al-Adam al-Abasa. On the blood and on the meat, the tzitzit meratza and all these things that become tummy. Now, the Pesachim Perakama, Peres Rashi, in Pesachim of Tazayin and Vez, Rashi explains that the brisa that requires a ritzit sits on the bus that became tummy, that's a kibbushu, that he says, main bus and dam. If there's no bus, there's no dam, and therefore you need the tzitzim ratz on the buser so that you can spray the blood. That's like not like it's not tummy. But me and Marie, the Reese says, no, that's if like your blood, it's even like your blood, the amma yesh dam of a bishem bus. He says, no, you could spray the blood even if there's no meat, and it's okay if the meat became tummy. So wait a second, what about the ritzit sits, and why do you need the tzitzim ratz on the tum of the buser? Yeshlem, you could say is, Hainu could amma perakit son, that's like the Gemara says, when I'm chesam and aleph, that you have to consider the meat as tar for two different halachas. One is like for inu bepigel, which is that a carbon that became forbidden when you had a machshava of eating it beyond its time, and you chayv on the karas, that's only if besides that machshava chatzis mani, the carbon was made totally valid. But if there's another psul, then it wouldn't become pigel. That's why you need the tzitzim meratza, that now the carbon has a halacha of tahara, and now therefore it's able to become possible through pigel, because if the meat was tamei, then it wouldn't be able to be invalidated machshava pigel, because it's already invalidated because of the tumah. And the second reason why you need the ritzit tzitz for the bas is lafkinu midei me'ila, to preclude it, to exclude it from the laws of me'ila. Because although this is not matzah, the meat to be eaten, but still regarding to say, why do we need to consider it as tar? To tell you that there's no me'ila after the blood was thrown, and we don't say that, what I mean? Even if the blood is thrown, you see the count cannot eat it because it's tummy, so it's like it was never thrown, and therefore there should still be me'ila. No, that's what he said, that sits in meratza, to say that no, it's like the meat is tar, and therefore there's no me'ila after the blood was thrown. Ksin next Tesla Master begin the words of the Gemara im oven pigle. Now, how could you say if you think it's referring to that sits Miratz regarding the sin of pigle, how you can find them alay chashim? It already says it shouldn't be considered, and therefore it's obviously not working for the Avera of pigle. Says Tesla Kachi Agir Zabachal Asfam. This is the text in all the different writings of the Gemara. El Shirashi Giyibcha Barashi edits it the opposite. And his girsa is that if it's a sin of pigle, it already says lo yiratze. And if it's the sin of nicer, it says already lo yichashiv. And says Taisus, that's al piat Tereskan, that's based on the Bryce and Tereskan, which says it in that version. But says Taisus, bechino higia, for nothing did Rashi make such an edit. The meskin in parashat Zvachim, because the Gemara concludes in Zvachim of Chavchazma Beis, the Tavayu, that both Chutzal Mekoyim and Chutzal Zmanoi, mikroy adicha nafkis, learned from the long pasuk in parashat Tzav, with relation to the beginning of the pasuk that says dimel ochel yochel b'yom hashlishi as a ketein damid beis lo yiratze, if it's going to be eaten on day three, it's not going to be acceptable. That's b'chutz zman. That's referring to when you had a machshav b'chutz zman. The save in the end of the pasuk that said the pigle year, it's going to be pigle. It's a chutz mekayim. That refers to chutz mekayim. So mekayim gives us a save in the chayim. So therefore, the text of our gemara is appropriate. That yeah, the oven of pigle, it says lo yichashiv because it's all learned out from the same pasuk. And as Tois explains, he says materis kainam in raya. Rashi brings his gears to like from Teres Kanan. He says, no. The common Bryce is Nishnusham. There are many Bryce that are taught over there. Levimad the Sagadat Mekar, according to what the Havimina, what was originally thought. The Ikal, maybe you could say that he Nishnus, that Bryce that Rashi is based on, is Lefia Tois, that was Sagadat Mekar, a peg based in Zavachim. It's an error based on what the Gemara originally thought in the second peg in Zavachim. The Gemara originally thought the Mitre Koinavki, that you learn out the machshav chutz zman chaz coming from two different pesukim, and chutz mkaima is mekrod zutim parash kedushim. Chutz mkaima is from the small pasuk in parash kedushim. The chutz zman mekrod richel parash zavadon from the long pasuk in parash sab. And that's where it says leichashiv. Now, but Tosis, that's only according to the Havim in the Gemara Zavachim. But according to the Maskon, that's all in from Parash Tzav, and the beginning of the pasuk is going to chutz zmanai, which says leiratze. The save of the pasuk says on chutz mkaima, loy yichashiv. So, therefore, it's appropriate to say, an oven pigle, lo yichash. Now, but Tais says, va'id kash on Pirish Rashi. But additionally, and again, Rashi says, pigle lo yiratze, because, similarly, that again, like Tais says, that's because they think it's going on the other pasuk. But again, the Maskan is all from the same pasuk. Va'id kash on Pirish Rashi, Tais has another difficulty in Rashi. Am I kar l'chutzim kami pigle? Why are you calling, the way Rashi is translating, chutzim kaimai? Is pickle, but luchutz zmanai noiser, and Rashi says that beyond its time means if it was left over, literally noiser, not a machshava. But the problem is the b'chol hashas and throughout Talmud Bavli, chutz zmanai kar pickle. They call chutz zmanai pickle, not chutz mkaimai. So Tais explain bishul mpesher ben tam and according ben tam mishum the chutz mkaimai. What we just said before, chutz mkaimai nafkulim and said pickle yib kar aricha is learned out from where it said pickle yib by the long pasuk lochi kar le pickle. They were called pickle according to Rashi. Why would we say here that pigle means chutzim kaimai? Now, be that as it may, Tosfos says, ulechol apirshim kasha, but according to whatever the interpretation is, they all have a difficulty. And there's a mai matke bebraisa, pigle bereisha. Why are we mentioning in the braisa first regarding pigle? Well, chutzim mani kaza bereisha, but chutzim mani is written first in the pasuk, and not chutzim kaimai. Pigle yi is mentioned at the end of the pasuk. So why are we saying that first? Oh, maybe it's this. Why wouldn't you go to the first part of the pasuk first? So, but what you have to say is lafishu kal yisim chutz zman. Since it's a lesser iser than chutz zman, and the reason for that is chutz mkaimai mekaris. Someone had a machshava of eating it beyond its place. It doesn't have cars like it is by chutz zman. But moreover, the hudah mechlol bebama, there are categorical exemptions for having something eat chutz mkaimai, like when there's a heter of private altars, in contrast to chutz zman, never had such a heter. So, I have a look, maybe it's a tzitz tvei maybe chutz zman. So, therefore, the Gemara was attempting, the Brass was attempting to say, okay, maybe with the tzitz meratz and greater leniency, it's going to be more by chutz lemkami than chutz zman, which is more stringent. But once we said that it won't work by chutz lemkami, so I had look maybe chutz zman, then we said, oh, maybe it's going to work by chutz zman. But that's why we pick chutz lemkami first. Now, Rashi in the first parak of Pesachim of Tezayim and Beis is the mefarshi pigle. He says that those who want to explain that what does pigle mean? Like it means chutz zmanu, that if you want yad machshava to eat it beyond its time, come pigle shabachal shas, like pigle means throughout shas, shu chutz zmanu. And when it says im oven pigle, that oh, if you think there it's tzitzim meratz an oven pigle, how you can find them a leichashav, it says no, it's not going to be considered vim oven nicer, and if it's going to be considered a sin of nicer, what does that mean? Not chutz zmanu, because that's what you mean when you say pigle. Oh, that means nicer mamish, literally if it's left over. On that, Rashi writes, "Well, in here, that does not seem to be correct." Because the Hechakama, how could you then say Harik Vaynem Alei Ratzah? Or he says Alei Ratzah. What do you mean it's Alei Ratzah on Neiser? Alei Ratzah Zevach. Maybe tell me the carbon is not going to be acceptable. Tchila Achas Shahuch Shayasav Yisla. You think once the carbon was kosher, which it was. But just because you left it over 3 days, so now it's going to become retroactively invalidated? What? So obviously not in the carbon. The eichlukum, and if you think it's going to the one who eats it, what we think the one who was chayv karas for eating nisa, he has no atonement. There's no more hope for him. Lo yiratza. But how could you say that? We know that anyone who was chayv karas gets lashes, he's actually exempt from his karas. So obviously he does have a takana. But moreover, that if you think it's about the person who ate it, so then tebek lam, then sufficient that you should reject it and say, of course the tzitz not maratza on him, because it says regarding the tzitz that he's going to atone me oven hakadoshim from the sin of the kadoshim, below oven oichlam, not the sin of those who eat it. So obviously not for the person who's eating it. However, that's how Rashi rejects that interpretation. But says Taisu Mayri Harabi Behuda Mimitz Zatzal Amali Mepi Harabi Vish Maafrak Zatzal. That no, actually, in Mavan Neisa, when the Bryce is saying that if you think it's the oven a nicer, it means nice mamish, literally that was left over, not machsheves nice like Rashi has of chutzas manik. Then Umashik, Shirashi, this that Rashi asked, what do you mean? How is it possible? Aksha, Uksha, once it was really validated, Yaksav Yisla, how could it retroactively become possible? And that's the taste of Damasik Rebbe Kiva. Yeah, it might be like Rebbe Kiva. Dom Peg, Bezzi Zochim, he says, and Zochim, Nevchav Tesman Avlet, Lerebel Yezer. Hametzinu, we find Lezab, Zab, Shemeres, Yoim, these types of tumas that emit from the body of the Zab and the Zaban. The need has to wait 1 day. Shemecheskes tar, they have presumption of the tara. But vekimish rabba, once they see the shemeres yaim, who we say is tar, she's tar. But if she sees sasroi, it goes and demolishes retroactively. That's chazak in their tamei. Okay, so afat al ted mazes. So you have to wonder on this halacha too. Yes, achas shahokshar, after that the carbon was validated, you did a regular carbon. Yavze beyifsel. Now that you left it over it beyond the time, retroactively became possible. Now, Vavgav Drabloza Hadaleyazim, even the Reb Loz himself actually responds that no, you cannot explain the Pasik literally to by Neiser, because it says Hario Oimer HaMakrib, it says the one who's going to bring this such a carbon by Hakrabo, and Nifsal, the invalidation is only by the Hakrabo. Vein Nifsal Bashlishi can't become invalidated on day 3 when you actually leave it over. Now, Lachar Mash, but similarly it sounds like Rebbe Kiva Kibla, Rebbe Kiva received this. Dein HaZevach Nifsal, it's not possible the carbon is becoming possible if you leave over from it beyond its time. Yet he's expounding it from that it's not going to be acceptable. Shazevach Nifsal Nisman, the way we're interpreting that the carbon is becoming possible if you leave over from it. So it says, you could say this is what he's saying. Im Ava Nisar, if it's the sin of having left over from a carbon that we're trying to explain that the tzitz is mechaper, the name of this, but of mezevach, and we're going to say that that's a sin in the carbon if you leave over it beyond, let's say, day 3. The nidrish lekarak Rebbe Kiva, and we're going to expand the pasuk Rebbe Kiva. That is ba'ich mezevach b'yemeshleisha because my dad with the pasuk tuma literally if you ate from the carbon on day 3, because v'svarhu lokim lekarbachi. It's logical that we'll explain the pasuk like that. The fishu is a kal because nicer is from the lesser type of visur because she'ir lach shoksh. It's only something that it's a problem that after it was already validated. That's why we'll say that tzitz meratza olav, that the tzitz is going to meratza on it, because again, this part of the Brides are trying to attempt to find what is the tzitz meratza on, tzvei malshar yisurim, more than it is for other yisurim. That's what the Tanakh comes to say, that no, you can't say if it's someone of a nicer, can't be the tzitz of the meratza, because HaKavar Nema Leiratza already says it's not acceptable. A nicer, 11 tumah, so the Brides concludes, obviously it's only going to carry the sin of tumah. Now, Mahashtal lesson. Now, based on what the Brisa answers, Mahashtal lesson lo ukma kro diva ima ochi ochi b'mashlishi. That's what. Now you can't explain that the pasuk that says you're going to eat from it on day 3, that ba'ich mezuch b'mashlishi, that means to say you're eating from it on day 3, because the hada b'sagidait lo ukma ochi. Wait a minute, didn't you just say we had such a we entertained such a thing that's tomat literally was left over? So it says no hindi keheicha that the tukim mikra the root tzitz, that was only as an attempt so that we could explain that's the prohibition that the tzitz is meratza. Mishum the mistabatir, like we said, because that's more logical. Mishum the irlach shokshik, because that only happens after it was already actually a valid carbon. V'hainu tzrichin lemon the kra, and that's why we say that you need the pasig that says at the end hamakrim. Oh, that what do you mean? It's only at a psul what happens at the time of the akrava. Habadarshli the drasha achrita, that what do you do with that? Doesn't that tell us it can't be at the time of the 3 days later because it says Vamakrib? No, we would have said that to some other drasha. And it's not coming to tell you it has to happen only the time of Akrabah. Because the Darshan Perk based is Vakam, like the Gman's Vakam, the Begimel, Man Aleph, from Hamakrib, you learn that something else. Let me have to tell you, the Zrika Bechlal Haisa, that the Zrika was included all the other Vaidas of the carbon. Valama Yatza, so why was it singled out to be mentioned independently over here by Hamakrib? To compare it And to tell you, Mazrikim Yechadis Sheavoid Makevas Kapar, just like the spraying of the blood is very distinct, that the atonement is integral on the spraying. And inappropriate thought that invalidates it. Avkalachulu, also all regarding all the other avoidas. Which Lafukish Vikashraimak, there's a moment which comes to exclude it just by pouring the remnants of the blood and sacrificing sacrificial parts, which they're not Makev the Kapar, and therefore the Makshaba does not pass over there. And that's how we would have explained that what's a makav comes to say, which is regarding the zrika, not regarding that the psul is only during the hakrava as a makshava, not actual nisa. But again, of a kivan da fila have a magmin lakrava, but since that even the had we explained the pasik. But that literally means to say that you eat from the carbon on day 3, meaning it's nicer. Still, that's what we're saying, that no, the tzitz would not be meratz on it. And that's what the Rice is saying. Sherry Kosabali Ratz says it's not acceptable. Ah, okay. Okay, now, why would we go, although we could be Miyashiva, why would we go for nothing, try to explain the Pasig that tells us that this Psul of Bayoim Hashlishi, that is talking about actual Nicer? No, Eldashin Mamakrib, rather now we will expand from Mamakrib that Bakrabu Nifsal, that's only invalidated at the time of that Krav, meaning as a Makshava, Bay Nifsal Bashlishi, and it does not actually become invalidated if you actually leave it over and you eat from it on day 3. And therefore, again, it is Meyushiv to explain that we did entertain to say that it's going to be literally by Nicer that the Tzitzik Mimiratza, and therefore that resolves the question that Rashi had on that interpretation.